أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوية الأربعين، نوية الاعتكاف، نوية الخلوة، نوية العزلة، نوية الرياض، نوية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. إن شاء الله with this session we try to wrap up the تفسير of سورة الفاتحة. In the last session we explained we reach إهدنا الصراط المستقيم and we explained that where it said, O Allah, guide us the way of those on whom Thou has bestowed Thy grace, those whom portion is not wrath. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, show us the straight way. So we explained that. And we explained that we'd like to say that according to many tafasir, that it has three different qira'at. It was read by As-Sirat with the Sad, it was read by As-Sirat with the Sin, and it was read by the Zayn, As-Sirat with the Zayn, in different three dialects. And according to Al-Hakim, وَصَحَّحَهُ وَتَعَقَّهُهُ الذَّهَبِي عَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَ أَنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, according to Al-Hakim, that he read it الصراط المستقيم in the sand. وأكوردينج تو البخاري في تاريخه in his book عن ابن عباس أنه قرأ اهدنا الصراط المستقيم الصراط with the seen. And in the other dialect that according to ابن الأنباري عن الفراء قال قرأ حمزة that Hamza, because he was from a different tribe, and he read it according to that dialect with the Zayn, Az-Zirat, and all of them, they mean the same meaning. And we went into explanation of that Ibn Abbas, في قوله وأخرج الحاكم وصححه من طريق أبي العالي عن Ibn Abbas, في قوله الصراط المستقيم قال هو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وصاحبه, that الصراط المستقيم is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his two companion friends Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar, and we explained that in detail. So we continue today that as-sirat al-mustaqim also it means al-islam. As-sirat al-mustaqim is the religion of Allah. إن الدين عند الله الإسلام. So deen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the religion, and the right path is Islam. So you cannot go right or you cannot go left. It is the straightforward Islam that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. وفي قوله إهدنا means we are asking after إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. We are worshipping. By worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we explained that we can come to His door and say, Ya Rabbi, with our worshipness, we are coming for your aid. Aid us. So Allah is asking, what you want? What is your request? So your demand, what you are asking, requesting from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to affirm your request is by saying, Ya Rabbi, guide us. So our request for Allah to guide us. To guide us on what? When we say, Ya Rabbi, recite Fatiha, and we say, Ya Rabbi, guide us. It is for, that part of Fatiha is for my abd. As Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, that half of the Fatiha is for Allah, half of Fatiha for my servant. نِصْفُهَا لِي وَنِصْفِهَا لِعَبْدِي. So the other half begin from إِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ اهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. Guide us. What to guide you to what? صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. What is the صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ? Means it's the balance of every amal, the balance of every spiritual amal, the balance of every physical amal, the balance of your health, the balance of your wealth, the balance of everything that you are doing in this life. You cannot, if you have money, you cannot waste. If you waste, that is not Sirat al-Mustaqim. So you are tashuz. You are deviating from the right way. So every amal has a sirat. Every breath you breathing has a sirat. Every drop of blood it's dropping in your body has a sirat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every drop of blood in your body where it goes. And it has a flow to flow. It has a way. That blood cannot go to somewhere else. If it goes to somewhere else, it makes you a problem. So that flowing of this blood, that it is in yourself, in these small veins and big veins, and small capillaries, is that what you call these shu'airat? Not capillaries? These millions of capillaries in the body, every capillary has a sirat in it, that the blood has to move. It stops, you'll have a clot. Is that? Look in the nerve, look in the brain. Any path has to be open. If it's clot, what happened? What?
Aneurysm.
What is aneurysm? Damage. There is no more oxygen that you are breathing. There will be damage, you go into coma. Means you go into a darkness, a disaster. So means your way has to be always open. If your way is clogged, then you are in problem. Means every amal you are doing, if it doesn't straightforward open the way for you in istiqama, if any clot in that amal, means any sin in what you are doing or any deviation, you are going to find an obstacle in front of you. Then it is not a sirat mustaqim. You are going to fall. That's why hidayah, guidance for Sirat al-Mustaqim, is anything that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the Sirat al-Mustaqim as everyone says, it's only the Sirat that it would be drawn from in Akhirah, in Judgment Day, between Paradise and Hell, from Hell to Paradise, that you are crossing on that bridge, is also, every amal you are doing has a Sirat. Every breath you are breathing has a sirat. Are you breathing it with Allah satisfaction, or you are breathing it with shaitan desires? Are you breathing it in Allah's way, or are you breathing it in your ego way? Every bite you are eating, are you eating it in the right way, means in the right sirat, in the right tariq, because it is mentioned that sirat means tariq, the way. Are you eating your bite in the right way by saying Bismillah, and when you chew it and you swallow it, you say Alhamdulillah? Are you saying this? Are you allowing that to happen or not? If you are not, then you are in a problem. Because when you are sitting eating, it is the time when you sit and eat and say Bismillah for every bite, and you say Alhamdulillah when you swallow it, is the time that you will not be written. Anything will be written except worshipness for you. Because you are eating it to get energy to worship your Lord, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll explain this later. So ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us as-sabat. What as-sabat?
Steadiness.
Steadiness. Ala deenihi wa huwa tahqiqu ibadatihi wa isti'anatihi. To keep us on steadiness, on following the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the real ibadah, and to ask His aid to keep us on the right track. Because as-sirat al-mustaqim, when you say ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, today, with your amal, you enter paradise. Let's say you are doing good amal. Tomorrow, you might do bad amal. So with that amal, if you die, what will happen? You will be punished. So when you are saying ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim means, Ya Rabbi, keep your hidayah for us till when we die. Don't let us to do one day good, one day bad. Means keep that steadiness with us in your worshipness, continuous until the day of death. And that's why Sayyidina Yusuf, in his dua, what he said, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ. تَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ. Oh Allah, take our soul on Islam. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة. Keep means steady our way, steady fast till the end. That is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. You cannot cross the Sirat al-Mustaqim if you will be left on the, in the middle, either you fall right or you fall left. You have to cross it all the way till the end. That's what you are asking in the Fatiha. Means keep you from the day one to day end, to the last day of your life, on the right track. When you recite that with that intention in your mind, Allah will dress you with that tajalli every time you are reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. So when you come in the judgment day, you will appear with all these lights. You will find yourself directly at the end of that bridge. That's why awliya, they imitated big imams. And big imams imitated sahaba. And sahaba imitated Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Always reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. And that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Fatihatu lima quri'at lah. Fatiha is for what it is read. If you read the Fatiha for anything, for your life also, to be always in the right way, you will find yourself with that tajalli at the end. So that's why it is recommended every day to recite Surah Al-Fatiha. That's why before our prayer, we say Al-Fatiha, and we recite Fatiha. When we finish prayer and make the dua, we say what? Al-Fatiha, wrapping it. So that prayer will be wrapped. It's not lost. Or else, if you don't wrap it with Surah Al-Fatiha at the end of dua, that prayer might be lost with your bad amal. As if you begin your amal, like something you are making a package. At the end of the package, what you do? You wrap the package and you put it. So finish. It's wrapped. No, shaitan cannot play with it. Or no one can open it. So you don't want your amal that will be opened and become haba'an mansura, as if it's not existing. You have to wrap it with Surah Al-Fatiha. And what this Saharat Fir'aun said? They said, Ya Rabbana tawaffana muslimin. What Sahaba said? Watawaffana ma'al abrar. Everyone was saying that, Oh Allah, our Sirat al-Mustaqim, our looking is at the end of that Sirat, to reach the dunya till the day of death, to be on the right way, not to differ from the right way. And in this way of Sirat al-Mustaqim, you are going to see lot of different. When you begin to cross a bridge until you reach the second shore, from one shore to another shore, what do you think you are going to see? All kinds of different oceans of knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's best beautiful name of and attributes. As you are crossing, you will be dressed with 99 different attributes and names, because you are crossing as-sirat al-mustaqim. And that's why awliya, when they reach that surah, when they reach that verse, verse 6 of surah al-fatiha, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim, they are begin to be dressed with that tajalli. Why? Because if you go to the second verse, it says صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Who are the صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم؟ الذين أنعمت عليهم من النبيين والصديقين. He is explaining those whom you bestowed thy grace on them. Who you bestowed thy grace on them? النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. What happened to these people? النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين in their lives. He didn't say, guide us to the way. He mentioned it under نبيين صديقين شهداء صالحين. He didn't say the way of the obstacles, the difficulties, the problems, the hardship, the conflict. He summarized it under the name of نبيين. نبيين didn't see hardship, didn't see difficulties, didn't see conflicts, didn't see problems. They have been tortured, abused by their communities, by their nations. Take from Sayyidina Adam, passing through Sayyidina Nuh, Sayyidina Ibrahim, to Sayyidina Dawood, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa, Sayyidina Shu'aib, Sayyidina Saleh, Sayyidina Hud, Sayyidina Yusha, Sayyidina Yunus. What happened to them? Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seals of messengers. He said, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the way of those whom you have sent your grace. What grace? The grace because they carried the hardship in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want my way? Carry my burden, the burdens of my servants. Awliya, Anbiya carried the burden of their nations, the Ummah. Right? Siddiqeen, they carried the burden of the people. Shuhada, they died fi sabilillah. Salihin, the pious people, they carried the burden and hardship of the communities. They were speaking, backbiting them, give them hard times. So you want this way? Then you carry the hardship of that way in my love. That's what Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. An'amta alayhim because they carried, Ya Rabbi, the way they went through, you bestowed them with your grace, but in the same time you have to know my servant. They carried the hardship, so don't complain. Don't knock a door other than my door. Come to me. As they came to me, come to me. I will open for you what you want. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. And these people, these respected, honored, chosen ones, and on top of them is the perfect human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wa salam. They knew the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he was in the Sirat al-Mustaqim, He knew what is wrong, what is right. He didn't approach what is wrong. He kept always what is right. What happened? Allah raised him into Mi'raj. You want, إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني. If you really love Allah, follow me, follow my footsteps. You followed my way, you will be raised. Not in real Mi'raj like me, because you cannot reach my level. But in a spiritual Mi'raj. In a Mi'raj in yourself. In a Mi'raj that Allah opened the light of knowledge in your heart. By following the Sirat al-Mustaqim. So Sirat al-Mustaqim is not something that we have to cross in 1 second, reciting Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in ihdinas Sirat al-Mustaqim is not a parrot recitation. It's a deep meaning. It's the way of life in dunya and in akhirah. Is the way of hardship, of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The burning love. The love that every wali tried to find. As much as he approached, as much the pain and the fire of that love burn more. As much as you approach from the lover, as much as that pain become more. Because every moment pass is like a huge, like dahr, like a big time passing. So how much these Anbiya has suffered. Look, Sayyidina Ismail. Sayyidina Ibrahim was ordered to slaughter his son. That is Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. You want the right path, Ya Ibrahim? Okay. Slaughter your son in my way. Sayyidina Ibrahim wanted the right path. What he did? He took and slaughtered his son. Is it a real vision or not? Second time he said. Third time? Then for him it become the real vision. He wanted to slaughter Ismail. Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim for Ismail. Ismail, he was 9 years. Some stories they say it's 13 years. When his father wanted to slaughter him, Sayyidina Ibrahim. In that young age, Sayyidina Ismail was guided. What he said? Ya abat if'al ma tu'mar. Oh, my father, do whatever you have been ordered. So he continued on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. He didn't say no. He didn't run away. What he said? Said, I am ready. Now, if you speak with your son, one word he doesn't like, he answer you with 100 words. As if he is the father and you are the son. Or not son, might be the servant even for him. Daughter the same. And you say one more word, he doesn't come anymore. Or she doesn't come anymore. Or you say one more word, he might have a gun and kill you. That's today. Look what Sayyidina Ismail said to his father. He didn't answer. His father is slaughtering him. What he said? Ya Omar, he surrendered. Ya Abat if'al ma tu'mar. Do whatever you want. What has been ordered. He's on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah, Allah. Sayyidina Musa asked to be guided to Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah sent him a test, Sayyidina al-Khidr, alayhi salam. Whatever he was doing, he was objecting. They took the ship, he opened a hole in the ship. They saw the boy, he killed the boy. Sayyidina Musa says, what's this? This is, you want the Sirat al-Mustaqim? This is the Sirat, this is my way. What you don't expect is my way. Not what you expect. What you expect is your way. My way is different. So Allah is teaching us. Sayyidina Musa is above that. Sayyidina Musa knows, but Allah wants to teach us through these examples of Sayyidina Musa alayhi afdal salatu wassalam. That's why Allah brought his story in Holy Quran. قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتَ وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ وَأَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي فَارْتَدَّا عَلَى آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. He found a man of servant of ours, Sayyidina Musa, that we have blessed him with our mercy. What is the mercy? It's Sirat al-Mustaqim. We gave him the knowledge. قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى لَاتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عَلِّمْتَ رُجْدًا. Can I follow you to teach me of what Allah had guided you to Sirat al-Mustaqim? So he asked for it. You asked for it? Okay, come now. Sayyidina Musa was the pioneer for us to open us an understanding. To tell us, when you are coming after me, don't expect that Sirat al-Mustaqim is according to your will. It's according to Allah's will. What He wants. Allah makes things that you cannot understand. You surrender. Islam is to surrender and submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He opened the hole in the ship. He questioned him. He killed the boy. He questioned him. He built the wall for the orphans. He questioned him. So in Sirat al-Mustaqim, no question. Like Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you cannot find one question to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdal salatu wasallam in the whole Quran. When he has something, waiting the wahy to come. Comes, he answers. Allah, Allah. Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. The sirat, the way of those on whom thou has bestowed thy grace. دون أن يقول صراط الذين ضربوا وقتلوا أو قتلوا تيسيرا ما أو ترغيبا إلى مقام الأنبياء والأولياء من حيث إنعامهم ثم الاستقامة الاعتدالية. He didn't say صراط الذين been tortured the way. The way of those on whom you tortured, they've been tortured, they've been killed, they've been thrown by rocks, they've been this or that. No, he said, those whom you have sent, bestowed your grace on them. But the original meaning is those who's been tortured, those who's been killed, those who's been faced the hardship in their ways. Means Sirat al-Mustaqim is the way of hardship against the ego. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Those who got the grace, Allah bestowed His grace because they were in hardship. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا أُذِيَ نَبِيٌ مِثْلِي قَبْت. Never a prophet was tortured or abused or what? That's correct in English. Harmed like I was harmed from his people like me. From any other prophet. So that's Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. This is the way you bestow thy grace on them. They were in dunya under the big hardship, big harm. So what are you expecting then, oh Muslim community today? You are expecting they are going to be in peace? Huh? They are sitting in their palaces, making millions of dollars in this country, with stretched cars, first class tickets, aeroplane, all kind of entertainment, all kind of fancy life, and they want to say, we want Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. That is Islam. Islam is to fight in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To fight means to fight your ego. Not to go and kill people. No, that's not fighting. That's wrong. That's haram. To fight your ego yourself means don't sit in these palaces and do nothing except building up your life and forgetting about all this community. No, you want to face hardship with them. Means whatsoever Allah is giving you, help them. Take them out of their problems and hardships. Not using your position for being more rich, more powerful, and forget about the rest. That's not the awliya, that's not the way of Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the one that you have bestowed your grace on them. No. Why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sit in the back and not doing anything? Sahaba, they were not doing anything. They were martyr. Nabiyeen, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, martyr. They gave up their lives. People all around the world are being killed, no one is saying one word. Who cares? No one saying one word. That is what Islam is saying. That's Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah, Allah. والمستقيم على أقسام. مستقيم بقوله وفعله وقلبه. بقوله وفعله وقلبه. بقوله. Whatever he says, he is مستقيم, is the right way. But not only مستقيم بقوله, it must be in acting on what he is saying. بفعله. And not only on that, but when he do it with his فعل, he will build up himself up to reach that state through his heart, with rawhaniyatihi, biqalbihi, through his soul, his spirit. Because as we said before, al-qalb for akhirah. Qalb is related to akhirah. And body related to dunya. Tongue related to dunya. So whatever you say on your tongue is dunya. You have to act on it, it goes to akhirah. So it is in the middle of the bridge. So first of the bridge is the qawl, the sirat. The middle of the bridge is the amal. The end of the bridge is the qalb, where you have a mi'raj in your heart. You begin to lift up, be lifted up. So al-istiqama has three different divisions. Qawl, fa'al, qalb. So if you do that, you are really on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Some people might not do that. They might say, بِقَوْلْ وَالْفَعْلْ, not in the qalb. Or they might do it with qawl, with qawl and qalb without fa'l. So it doesn't mean anything. Still in the first, keep in the first level. And the example is, رجل تفقه في أمر صلاته وحققها ثم علمها غيره فهذا مستقيم في قوله. Someone learned well how to pray and he taught someone else how to do it, means that person is really trying to do his best through the tongue that he learned, he expressed it to the other. فَهَذَا مُسْتَقِيمٌ فِي قَوْلِهِ. This is really did the best straightforward with his tongue. So when you pray, someone teach you how to pray, and someone calls you when you are praying, don't leave your prayer and run to speak with that person. That is haram. Never accepted in Islam. That is only for Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَاسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ. Only for Prophet, if he calls you, even if you are a prayer, you answer. Because it's an order in Holy Quran for Allah and His Prophet. So our prayer must be istiqamah. You cannot cut your prayer. Someone calling on the phone, we many times, we try to finish quickly our prayer to answer him quickly, to answer the phone. That? Yeah. That's haram. Who is better, Allah or that one who is calling on the top on the phone? Someone ringing the bell of your home and you are in the prayer, you quickly want to finish to open the door. Is not? Sometimes someone calling you and he leaving a message on the answer machine and you want to speak with him very, badly. You cut your prayer and go and speak with him. Oh, what's this? That's not istiqamah then. That's bad action. That is a big sin. You jumped off that bridge. There is no more bridge for you. You are falling into your disaster, your hellfire. Sheikh Samar? Huh? Yeah. So someone came, knows about his prayer very well. He taught you. And he went. That one kept his qawl, he gave you the message. Now you, when the prayer comes, Zohar prayer let us say, okay, you remember that person taught me. So you went, you took ablution, you prayed your prayer in the best way. That is istiqamah now in fi'l. He will get the benefit of qawl and he will get the benefit of fa'l. And you will get the benefit of qawl, you will get the benefit of fa'l. If you taught it to him and he didn't do it, you get the benefit of qawl only. But when he did it, you get the benefit of fa'l. So you will be ajr ajrain. So istiqamah double now. Now he is in the middle of the bridge because he brought someone to pray. Not only teaching you are still at the beginning, you have to encourage him to pull him to go and pray. When he went to pray with you for the sex prayer, because he didn't know it before, then he is now in the middle of the bridge. He's crossing the bridge, he's going to find the end of it. Then, if both of them they prayed it, he taught it to him and he prayed it and with later, even if he's not present, he will get the reward of teaching and acting on it. He will get the reward of teaching and acting. And if that person knew that, okay, I did the prayer, but why I'm doing the prayer? To make Allah pleased with me. So he concentrated, he meditated, he focused his heart to the love of Allah, to be in the divine presence between the hand of Allah, and he brought completely focused that Allah is seeing him, that person make istiqamah through his heart now. So they will be rewarded with the three levels. He will find himself on the other shore. So it becomes istiqamah wal qawl wal fa'al wal qawl. And he said, Sirat al-Ladina, ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, guide us to your straight path. And then he repeated another time, Sirat al-Ladina, the way of those, the path of those, he repeated twice. And they say, why it is twice? Why it is twice? Because there are two Sirat. Sirat is two. Sirat bayna al-Rabbi wal-Abd, wa Sirat bayna al-Abd wal-Rabb. Sirat between Allah and his servant, and Sirat between the servant and his Lord, in the opposite direction. It's two ways. إن الصراط الحقيقي صراطان من العبد إلى الرب ومن الرب إلى العبد. It's of two. وتكرار الصراط إشارة إلى أن الصراط صراطين. صراطان. من العبد إلى الرب. From the servant to the Lord and from the Lord to the servant. فالذي من العبد إلى الرب طريق طريق مخوف. كم قطع فيه القوافل وانقطع به الرواحل ونادى منادي العزة لأهل العزة الطلب رد والسبيل سد وقاطع الطريق يقطع على هذا الفريق وعلى الآخر. From the servant to the Lord is, as we said before, it is full of obstacles, of hardship. Allah wants to see you. You will keep steadfast or you stop. You will keep your consistency or you stop. So it is all full of different obstacles that are going to face you. But if you can reach and destroy shaitan, because what shaitan said? Iblis, what he said, what Iblis said, لَأَقْعَدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. I'm going to keep conflicting and opposing them from reaching your straight path. Yeah? So opposing, finding, putting obstacles in the way of the servant to the Lord. So if you pass him, then you will be successful. وَالَّذِي مِنَ الرَّبِّ إِلَى الْعَبْدِ طَرِيقٌ آمِنٌ وَبِالْأَمَانِ كَائِنٌ. And from the one that is from the Lord to the servant, when you cross that road, Allah will pick you up and bring you to the nearness. Then that road has no obstacle. That's why it becomes صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. To them you have bestowed thy grace. Those whom you have bestowed thy grace. When Allah sees you on that way going, not trying to fighting the obstacles and overcoming the obstacles, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bestow His grace on you to take you from that to the real paradise. And that's why he said, مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصَّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. With the one that Allah has bestowed His grace from prophets, صدقين, trustworthy person, martyrs and pious people.
Allah Allah.
And these ways, either they are external or internal. You have to know them. أما النعم إما ظاهرة, you can see it. What Allah is bestowing on you can be seen, like إرسال الرسل, sending messengers, إنزال الكتب, sending holy books. واتباع السنة, following the sunnah of prophet. واجتناب البدعة, leaving the innovation. وانقياد النفس للأوامر, and to control your ego, to accept what Allah has ordered you to do, and to leave what Allah has ordered you to leave from forbiddance. Or it is an internal favor in this way, in Sirat al-Mustaqim. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored you for your soul, for your spirit. What Allah gave to your spirituality, arwah al-nas, to their souls, to their spirit, not to their physicalities. Before we mentioned the physicality, the favors, external favors. Now the internal favors. هي ما أنعم على أرواحهم في بداية الفطرة. When Allah has created them, innocent spirits, what Allah gave to them, that is internal, you don't know it. And we know it only through Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said in the hadith, كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ الْخَلْقِ فِي ظُلْمَةٍ. Allah has created the creation in a darkness. ثُمَّ رَشَّ عَلَيْهِمْ مِن نُورِهِ. Then he splashed them from his light. Splash on them from his light. Splash, you say? Rush. Or when you sprinkled from his light on them. فَمَنْ أَصَابَهُ ذَلِكَ النُّورِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَى. Whoever that light hit him, he was guided. وَمَنْ أَخْطَاهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ. And whoever that light didn't hit him, he deviated. فَكَانَ فَتْحُ بَابْ صِرَاطُ اللَّهِ إِلَى الْعَبْدِ مِنْ رَشَاشِ ذَلِكَ النُّورِ. The opening of that sirat, of that way, the door of that way, to the abd, to the servant, is from that light that had hit you in that day when you were in this world of souls and spirits. When Allah has sprayed from His light and that light hits these people. So that is the first opening of Siratul Mustaqim from that time. And that's how you find yourself now, Muslims find themselves now in that sirat, because they are following the sunnah of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
فالمؤمنون ينظرون بذلك النور المرشوش إلى مشاهدة المغيث.
So Mu'mins, with that light that has been sprayed on them and they hit them, they see through that light, they are trying to see, visualize who threw them with that light, their Lord from that light. Because it's the origin of that light is from their Lord. So through that light, and that is the Surat al-Mustaqim, is that light that takes you connecting yourself directly to that essence that has sprayed you from His beautiful attributes of Bahr al-Qudra. So you go back to that ocean of power. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. From that light, you are able, from that sprinkle that hits you, you can, through that light, you can see back your origin. And you go to it.
وَيَنْتَظِرُونَ الْغَيْسِ وَيَسْتَعِينُونَ.
They are waiting the Faraj, the ghaith, the support, the aid, and they are yasta'inun and asking more for help. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, an'amta alayhim, who you have bestowed prophets, siddiqeen, shuhada, and salih. Oh Allah, don't leave, keep us on that way. Don't put us with غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
We don't want to be with those whose portion is not wrath and who got not astray. O Allah, صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
The way of those on whom you have bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who did not go astray. So, don't put us with those who went astray. Keep us away from them. Those are the unbelievers who went astray and who deviated.
Those who didn't follow the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who went astray completely. May Allah forgive us, and inshallah next time we'll continue the continuation of Surah Al-Fatiha, and it will be inshallah the end. ومن الله التوفيق وحرمة الفاتحة. سورة الفاتحة the
it is consisting of 25 words and of 123 letters.
And in other explanation it says that its word is 27 words, and its letter is 142 letters. And this is because of you add Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim to consider Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim part of the Fatiha or not. And then we'll explain about its importance and so on, inshallah. Tomorrow, next session, might be more two sessions, I think, for continuation of Surah Al-Fatiha. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha. Because it's important about why we say Ameen at the end.